This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Will we actually get Lois Lerner's, quote, missing emails?
Live from Washington, D.C.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Jay Sekulow Live.
It's time for a special prosecutor. It's time that we get an independent source to make sure that we can restore the integrity so the American people can again once start to trust their government.
Every time John Koskinen comes in front of the committee, he says something, and then we subsequently learn that he wasn't being straight with us, he wasn't being clear with us, he wasn't being straightforward, and that's why we continue to dig to try to get to the truth on this, you know, this fundamental issue where people's First Amendment rights were targeted, Greta.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not.
Now, there were some boneheaded decisions
out of mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption, not even a smidgen of corruption.
They're saying, well, the Justice Department can take care of this. There's a reason why Jack Kennedy had his brother Attorney General. There's a reason why Richard Nixon had his campaign manager, John Mitchell, Attorney General. It's an inherently political office, and it can't be trusted in cases like this.
And the cover-up is not a derivative scandal. It is a worse scandal. Obstruction of justice would be a major scandal, even exceeding the original offense, and that's why they're so scared on the IRS side.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. A lot to talk about today with the IRS scandal, trying to lay it all out there for you. What has occurred? What has happened? And maybe you've joined us every day this week and maybe late last week. Maybe you have not. And so this will kind of get you up to speed on what is happening and these latest revelations from the IRS, from the congressional investigation, from lawsuits that have been filed, from Freedom of Information Act requests that have been filed. Why has now the Department of Justice and an attorney at the Department of Justice said that Lois Lerner's emails actually do exist on backup tapes, but they're too difficult to get? Now, think about that. This attorney communicated this to Judicial Watch, which has filed a Freedom of Information Act request, their government watchdog organization, and they're told, well, yeah, we can get the emails, which would actually be in line with what most tech experts have said, that this idea that her emails are gone forever is absurd. But that we can get them. But, you know, it's too hard. It's too difficult. That's really too onerous of a process was the actual words they used. And so we're not going to do that. Now, folks, just be clear for a second here. If you're the Obama administration and you know and you believe you've done nothing wrong, maybe Lois Lerner did, but you haven't, your staff hasn't, and a West Wing staff hasn't, and so it's not going to reflect as poorly on you as it will just the bureaucracy, but it's something you can get through, and certainly those Republicans can stop accusing you of political cover-up. You would get those emails. You would make sure that those emails were retrieved, and that you publicize them, because then, again, if there's no smidgen of corruption with your administration, and the IRS is really at fault, but not anyone from the Obama administration. Again, our lawsuit moves forward. That's still what they did was wrong, illegal, unconstitutional. But it doesn't affect, you know, it doesn't get close to directly to the President of the United States. Instead, we see the opposite. It's too tough for us to get. And also, by the way, we wiped her BlackBerry. Take a listen to Congressman Jim Jordan, Bite 4.
June of 2012, her BlackBerry's wiped clean. The IRS says, well, that's just a normal course of duty. But what I know is, prior to that, we'd had numerous letters that the committee had sent to the IRS inquiring about potential targeting. We had brought Lois Lerner in, our personal staff in our office, and committee staff sat down and asked her. We confronted her. We said, is targeting going on? We'd heard from groups in Ohio. We'd heard from groups around the country. Is targeting going on? She lied to us and said, no, this is a normal course of how we determine whether someone gets C4 status. So then a few months later, they wipe her BlackBerry clean.
We're going to keep fighting. If you want to keep fighting with us, call now. Toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Keep the pressure on the Obama administration and the IRS. We'll be right back.
Be thankful I don't take...
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, the IRS scandal, and as it's developed, has been, you know, it's been all over the place. It's a timeline that really needs to be laid out and put together for you, because if you just hear it piece by piece or interview by interview and breaking news by breaking news, and you got things happening in 2008, 2010, then back in 2009, then you fast forward to 2012, then you go back to 2011, then it's 2014, then 2013. And so you've got to, again, you've got to lay it out so you know not just what has happened in the general statements, but how it happened and how it occurred and how it was laid out. And so we're going to do that for you today on the broadcast. We represent 41 groups in 22 states at no cost to those organizations who are willing to fight the IRS to make sure their constitutional rights are protected, but all of our constitutional rights are protected as well. The IRS never does this again. And folks, that's because of your financial support. And this is a great time to donate to the ACLJ. If you do, your donation is doubled. It's called the Matching Challenge. You can donate online at aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. Now let's discuss the IRS scandal and the targeting timeline. And we'll start with Lois Lerner.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
Yeah, the IRS would like to apologize for that. I said this a year ago. I'm going to say it again, David. We're not taking the apology. We're in federal court. It's the largest federal lawsuit the ACLJ has filed. And remember this, folks, it came on the heels of the president attacking the Supreme Court of the United States decision in Citizens United. So it's a huge ramification. I mean, the ramifications of this are gigantic, but what's at issue for the American people runs deep.
Oh, exactly. This is the most comprehensive attack on the IRS that's, and really the only one that has a chance to hold the IRS accountable. It's taking on every single key official. It's taking on the agency itself. And they are fighting back furiously against this.
Well, we'll talk about the fight back and the pushback in a moment. But, folks, we're literally in federal court on this, and we've got to replenish that litigation fund, and that's where we need your help. We've got this five-day matching challenge going on. We're going to try to raise about $900,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want to encourage you to support this effort. We rarely do these fundraising matters on air, maybe three times a year, but this is really critical. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It is the one-year anniversary of the disclosure and law the lawsuit. So it happened very, very quickly. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs. Than, it is fair to say, I believe, that right now this lawsuit against the IRS is, as David said, the most significant piece of litigation to hold the administration accountable for what is a targeted act of wrongdoing that looks like it's leaning right up the governmental chain very high up.
Yeah, no question about it. It's really the mechanism that is left, Jay. And you listen to that apology by Lois Lerner very closely, and she's saying, you know, they targeted, they selected. What she really means is she was a part of that. And just to reach back to what you and David were talking about, let's understand what was happening in the 3 years leading up to that apology. They were using the largest mechanism within the federal bureaucracy and the most feared one, the IRS, to try to reestablish the power base that had been threatened by this conservative movement. Jay, it was nothing short of viewpoint-based discrimination. It was happening at the federal government, and our litigation right now, it is the way that we stop this from ever happening again.
Yeah, and folks, this is usually significant litigation. I'm going to play a soundbite here. This is an NBC News conference. They actually, Jordan, let's set the stage for this. They set a press conference days after the IRS disclosure with Lois Lerner and all this press. Let me play it and then get your comment. Here we go.
You're saying a quarter of the 300 were associated with Tea Party or Republican issues, correct?
No, I said that about a quarter of the cases that were selected for full development had either Tea Party or Patriot in their name.
So just, sorry, thank you for the clarification, but that would be a quarter of the 300 then. So we're talking 75 or so?
That's correct. Is that a quarter?
That's correct.
Thank you. I'm not good at math.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
You're with the IRS. Thank you.
But I'm a lawyer. I'm not an accountant.
Yeah, well, you know, ha, 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 laugh, laugh, laugh. Let me tell you something, folks. A lot more than 75, about 300. And of those 300, 300 of them were conservative organizations. This is the, Jordan, as this developed, and we're only right now into the days after the disclosure. We haven't even moved forward yet with the emails. This disclosure, this press conference, this damage control by the IRS started us realizing how deep this problem was and how we needed to take action.
Well, that was the last time we heard from Lois Lerner, except for her statement before the committee, which we haven't even gotten into yet. So now, when we look at the timeline of where we're at, she made this apology May 10th. And remember, we all know why. It was what was coming, May 14th, which was the TIGDA report, the tax inspector general. And when we saw that information, that basically the IRS had been politically targeting conservative organizations. They knew this was coming, so they tried to get ahead of it by a few days. But what happened was a complete backfire, because Lois Lerner, what she said in that statement at the American Bar Association wasn't accurate. She's trying to blame low-level employees,
Rogue employees, tried to play it down. So they say the rogue employee line, we know that. And then we realize now, Jordan, you just mentioned the TIGDA report. David, after that TIGDA report came out, which was, 4 days later? I think it was just
four days later.
Yeah, 4 days later, you realize the scope, nature, and breadth of this IRS targeting scheme, and that the whole, this is what people are forgetting, that the Lois Lerner question at the ABA was a planted question. It wasn't real. This was an attempt, as Jordan said, just to get ahead.
Well, that's right. It was a planted question, and she responded to the planted question with a series of lies. Foremost among them, that this was all low-level employees. Something
right.
We knew from the beginning was false, because we had in our possession letters from her.
Yeah, and her and Holly Paz and some of the other senior people. Plus, I had worked in that office years ago, and you knew that an IRS agent could not in and of themselves do this. Let me go back to Jordan on this, because David just mentioned the nature of the employees. We are just now days after this breaking, folks. So you had the TIGDA report, and you've got statements from the inspector general. And do we have those inspector general reports? I want to play one of the key inspector general reports. The first hearing started, I mean, it was literally weeks after all this developed. And let's talk about first, Jordan, who the inspector general, what the inspector general does. I mean, that people understand what the inspector general's role is.
The inspector general's job is to make sure that there's no wrongdoing, that the laws are being followed. And so they, time to time, they like audit the government agencies
right.
to make sure what they're doing is right. So they know, the government officials know when an inspector general, here it's the Treasury Inspector General for tax assessment, they know when they're being scrutinized. They know when bad is coming. They see the draft report even. They get to be involved in the process. Lois Lerner, remember, was in the room when her employees were testifying and giving information to the tax inspector general. These are things we haven't talked about in nearly a year. The intimidation factor by Lois Lerner, trying to prevent people from telling the truth. But they put it together. And what we realized was that this was a Washington-level targeting campaign. And then when you started digging, remember, it was just 8 days later that she took the fifth. I mean, so it went from May 10th, and then you had Attorney General Holder.
We're going to get to that in a moment.
4 days later. That was the same day the TIGTA report came out. People forget. The same day the TIGTA report came out, Holder called for a criminal investigation.
All right, let's first play the soundbite from the Inspector General. This is number 17. Then we're going to get the Holder bite ready. Number 17.
A report issued earlier this week addresses three allegations. First, that the IRS targeted specific groups applying for tax-exempt status. Second, that they delayed the processing of these groups' applications. And third, that the IRS requested unnecessary information from groups it subjected to special scrutiny. All three allegations were substantiated.
Now, let me tell you something, folks. As a former IRS lawyer, this is significant. Number one, the fact that they were given this specific groups targeted. Targeting is illegal. Number two, the delay in processing, also illegal. Number three, special scrutiny with questions that were unnecessary. The scope and nature of the questions range from everything from your donor list to your prayer activity to a statement in a pro-life group saying that their exemption was not going to be recognized. Ready for this? Because a pro-life perspective was not based on scientific fact, but was rather emotive in nature. Now, we are only in the first week of this scandal breaking, David, and all of this material. We realize, because we've been handling some of this, we realize the nature and scope of how deep this problem really is.
And we also knew it was going to go deeper. Because we knew this had been going on for a very, very long time. We knew it was national in scope. And here's the key thing at this point. At this point, the IRS is still not taking this seriously. If you heard Lois Lerner's voice in that recording we played earlier, she's laughing this off. They have no idea at this point how serious it's going to get for them. And one of the reasons, I believe, is because they'd already made the decision to stonewall and politicize this.
No doubt about that. Than, very quickly here before we go to the break, and we come back from the break, I'm going to play the Eric Holder bite, which just happened really 4 days later. At this point already, we started working Capitol Hill, and Congress took an interest very early on here.
One of the reasons this really took off, Jay, was because the information we already had in our possession. So she was trying to mitigate the damage, but we shared some of that information to let those on Capitol Hill know that what she was saying was not accurate. And, Jay, we can talk about this more later. One of the things that she was trying to hide in that apology was the fact that these meetings had taken place in the White House, possibly with the president present.
This is a great time to support the ACLJ financially. If you're able to make a financial contribution, a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, you can do it online at aclj.org where it says matching challenge. And here's why it's a great time. Your donation will be doubled. Make that donation at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, as we discuss the IRS targeting timeline, the scandal that has engulfed not just the Internal Revenue Service, but now the Department of Justice and the White House. We know there are officials that have been in all three of those places involved in this scandal. But remember, those calling for a criminal investigation were not the conservative groups. It wasn't the Tea Party. It wasn't even the American Center for Law and Justice. Remember who came out immediately and called for a criminal investigation was Eric Holder, who said what was done was wrong and need to be investigated, President Obama. And then, remember, you fast forward just a year from then, or not even, and they were saying, oh, there's no scandal there. There's no there. But take a listen to the seriousness of which they commented on the news that Lois Lerner had announced that the IRS had been targeting conservatives. Take a listen as we discuss who started the idea of a criminal investigation.
Well, let me take the IRS situation first. I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday. This is pretty straightforward. If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. And there's no place for it.
Well, there you have it. So the president has this outrageous comment, and then the Attorney General of the United States. Folks, this is within days of our information getting public and our pressure being put on it. Within days, then Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, he raises the specter of a criminal investigation.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
So the Attorney General, Jordan, raises the issue of criminality, certainly of civil wrongdoing. He testified later, I'm sure we have this, that there were civil rights violations possibly here. We have that soundbite. We'll play that in a moment. But the fact is, at this point, you've got the White House and the Department of Justice basically on the defense because I believe they knew that they had been caught, that the government itself, the machinery of the United States government, had been caught in a targeting scheme the worst we'd ever seen.
The first step they took was to feign outrage. So you didn't see any pushback from Democrats on Capitol Hill, from members of Congress. You didn't see any pushback from, again, President Obama or Attorney General Holder. And, I mean, we could do a fast forward right now, but it went from a serious scandal to not a smidgen of corruption. Remember that. I mean, that only took 10 months, or not even 10 months, for President Obama to have a full change in his opinion of this situation. So the Attorney General, again, everyone acted like they were outraged. You had this unity on Capitol Hill. We're going to get to the bottom of this. But something changed about 3 months into this investigation, and everybody started turning.
All right, so Elijah Cumming, the ranking Democrat on the committee, is outraged about this IRS situation. Do we have that one? Let's go ahead and play. This is, again, days after. Than, let's set the stage a little bit here. We've got the first hearing coming together, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think one of the things that you're going to play, the soundbite from Elijah Cummings, I want people to remember this as they listen to it. At this point, he may not understand that prominent Democrats, his allies in the House and Senate, people like Chuck Schumer and Chris Van Hollen, it will come out in the days ahead that they were actually encouraging the IRS to do this kind of targeting. So the response you're about to hear from Elijah Cummings is sort of a gut reaction, and after he realizes how deeply involved his colleagues are, he's going to have to roll this back.
All right, let's take a listen to that comment.
I think that laws were probably broken, but at the least, there have been some improper actions on the part of the IRS. And if it's not against the law, we need to create some laws to make it so.
So, David, let's take a look. So there's Elijah Cummings' comment. He's outraged. Things, though, as Jordan said, start changing. We're only in it right now about 2 weeks. We've got our documents. We had the documents with Lois Lerner's name on it. We knew that this was not low-level agents. They were also saying it was just Cincinnati. We had letters from lawyers in Washington, D.C., from New Mexico, from Arizona, from Texas. We knew the scope of this. Congress was acting outraged. That starts to change very soon.
Oh, that starts to change very quickly. And one of the reasons it started to change is we also knew the abuse was ongoing, that they hadn't stopped it like they said they'd stopped it, that, in fact, many of our clients still hadn't gotten their tax exemptions. And so what we had here, I believe, is fake outrage to give political cover. They were feigning anger to give political cover and time to figure out how to respond to this.
So, Jordan, you had Congress outrage. You had the president outrage. We've had the attorney general outrage. We've got the documents. We're preparing at this moment, folks, in time. Last year, we're preparing massive litigation in federal court. The biggest scandal probably impacting Washington, certainly in the last 30 or 40 years.
It's impacting people, average citizens, not government employees, not members of our military, not ambassadors, diplomats like Benghazi. This was average citizens who were, again, engaged in conduct. And what we saw was they knew something was wrong. But we have to remember, let's say we had rewind. This was a time period when people were afraid of the IRS. And in America, people didn't speak up. You know, with the idea that there would be hundreds of thousands of comments against an IRS proposed regulation was something very foreign to everyone when we go back last year. But what we've seen since then is that when the American people came together and our clients realized that this was happening to them at a wider level and that now the IRS had admitted to doing it, that, you know, most people would think, okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this now. But instead, what we saw was immediate stonewalling from IRS officials, specifically Lois Lerner. And when that happened, this scandal went into the next level.
All right, David, last thing here before we close this broadcast out. Folks, we're going to be we're giving you a special on this. We knew we had the documents, as I said. I mean, we owned the documents. We had them. They were clear. Let's talk about the reality of the nature. When we realize we're filing a suit, the magnitude of this lawsuit.
Oh, we knew a couple of things right away. One, we knew that we were going to be facing the unlimited resources of the Obama Department of Justice, and we knew they were also likely to hire some of the highest-priced law firms to help them, and they did. So we knew we were going against the top. We would be going against the top of the Washington legal establishment and the Department of Justice, but we knew we had to file, and we knew we had to file a comprehensive attack on this wrongdoing.
All right, so folks, we did that, but then we also mobilized Congress immediately on this because we realized the scope of this would require congressional oversight.
Yeah, that was really critical, Jay, and it really goes back to what Jordan was talking about. This administration thought that they could use the IRS and get away with it. The only way that we were going to be able to stop that was to combine the power of the voice of our 41 clients along with members of Congress who actually had the oversight committee to both call our clients forward, to call you forward to testify, and also call Lois Lerner and others forward to start piecing together the pieces. So we were sort of uniquely positioned, Jay. We had the clients, we had the access to Congress, and we put the information together.
To continue this work, folks, and to be able to represent this many clients and go into federal court, 41 different clients, 22 different states, all with different stories with how the IRS targeted them, all with different involvement, all with different kinds of organizations, though maybe similar in name, similar in ideas, they all want to do unique things. I mean, these are separate groups and independent grassroots organizations. We're able to represent them and do that work and fight the IRS in federal court because of your financial support. So if you want to donate to the ACLJ, this is a great time to do it because anything you donate, online or by phone, it's called the Matching Challenge. Your donation will be doubled. So you can make that donation online at aclj.org or by calling our toll-free number. Call 877-989-2255 or make that donation online at aclj.org. We'll talk to you next time.
It's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secio Live. We are taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Congressman Jim Jordan, we were talking about the IRS, was asked about by Greta Van Susteren, do these Lois Lerner emails and these new revelations, do they actually exist? Bite number one.
Is it your understanding that her emails are now recoverable?
Yep. Inspector General's reported that there may be as many as 9 tapes that are recoverable. Remember what John Koskinen said under oath in front of our committee? He said he can confirm that the emails were lost and they couldn't be retrieved. And then we now subsequently learned that, yes, in fact, they may be able to be retrieved. We may be able to get those. So you got that information. And thank goodness for Judicial Watch and what they're doing as well to push on this issue and help us get some of the information that the IRS has been slow to turn over to our congressional committee.
And that's absurd right there. I mean, that it even takes an outside government watchdog group filing Freedom of Information Act requests to get the information that Congress has been requesting for 2 years. They've been asking the IRS over, I think, are we on the third or fourth? Fourth IRS commissioner, Than, who has been asked about the IRS targeting. And now this new commissioner who, again, he seems now to be at odds, not just with the DOJ attorney who talked to Judicial Watch, but as Congressman Jordan said, with the tax inspector general. So you've got, again, now two opinions versus one on whether or not some backups do in fact exist and they are recoverable.
Yeah, and that commissioner's bumping up against the time frame where most of the others have left, gotten sick of carrying the administration's water on this. Even though he says he's going to make it to the end of his term, Jordan, I fully am expecting for him to get tired of this and leave at some point too. But let me just say this quickly. There's a limit to what Congress can do on this. They have worked hard on this, but we have said for some not time now that as long as the DOJ is running this investigation, the only way that we're going to get real answers is through litigation, through our litigation, through other outside efforts like Judicial Watch's FOIA. So until this special counsel is appointed, we have to understand that it's litigation like ours that is the only real reason that the information that we have today is coming out.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. We're going to go right to the phones now. David in California on line 3. David, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
So far, I haven't heard anybody being brought up on contempt charges or perjury charges and held to either imprisonment and or fine. I fear that the delays might run out the clock until 2017, January 20.
Well, listen, I mean, remember, Congress held Lois Lerner in contempt, but that has to be referred. They don't have prosecutorial power, so Congress cannot take you to court in a criminal matter. That's got to be the Department of Justice. They can tell the DOJ, we believe this should be done. But unless you're talking about impeachment, they don't have those kind of powers. So I think that's one. Point two is that, remember, we got a very important election coming up, and there's been a power divide in Washington that's favored President Obama, at least in not having legislation come to his desk that he doesn't like. And so he's had allies in control of the U.S. Senate, one of the two houses of Congress. So if that changes and you get all of Congress backing, I think you could be in a very different situation, David. You can't give up. Remember, we got our lawsuit. This information is all coming out because of the lawsuits, because of the congressional investigations. We can't buy into that talking point that, well, they can just run the clock out or we'll never get to the bottom of this. Federal judges aren't going to put up with that. If there's there, we'll get to it. And it looks like there is because they're doing everything they can to stop us. It's a classic legal strategy. This one's just very public and very obvious. We come back from the break. We're going to take more of your phone calls. If you're hanging on the line, we will get to them. 1-800-684-3110. A new petition. If you believe the IRS, there must be a special counsel to investigate here, because it's not just the IRS. It's White House now, DOJ attorneys, White House counsel's office. Call now. Add your name to the petition. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Remember, we have a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to the ACLJ will be doubled. You can make that donation online at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. The question: can Lois Lerner's emails, the missing emails, the emails that we were told are gone forever, can they actually be found? Are they in existence? And actually, do they exist on backup tapes, but the government is claiming now just is too difficult, too hard for them to access? And of course, now there's the issues about the conflict between the DOJ attorney who was defending the IRS in federal court, who also worked for Lois Lerner and at the White House counsel's office in the West Wing until June of 2014. Now, yesterday, my dad was on Fox Business talking about this with Lou Dobbs, and we'll play some of that interview in just a few minutes. But folks, what you have to understand is the scope of this investigation. Why are we getting this info? You know, some of you say, you know, it's difficult, it's tough. I don't know if Eric Holder's ever going to appoint a special counsel. But the truth is, if you don't put the pressure on, if you don't have the investigations, if you don't have our lawsuit, we represent, again, 41 clients in 22 states because of all of you. If you don't do that, this kind of info doesn't come out. The fact that the emails may exist, the fact that you've got, again, someone who was working at the White House, also defending the IRS, who worked for Lois Lerner and got emails about the Tea Party targeting. I mean, this is someone who was directly involved. Here, we're going to play some of my dad's interview with Lou Dobbs right now. But, folks, you can take action on this. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let's listen to my dad talking with Lou Dobbs about this on Fox Business last night.
Turning to the IRS targeting scandal now, my next guest represents more than 40 organizations in a federal lawsuit against the IRS and says the Obama administration is doing everything it can to stall its phony investigation. Joining us now is Jay Sekulow. He's chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Good to have you with us. Let me start.
Lou, thanks for having me back.
Hey, our pleasure. Let me start, though, with this back and forth nonsense about missing emails, which we have said, by the way, on this broadcast from the outset, according to our experts, that those were retrievable. Yep. They were not lost, and it's pure bunk what's been spewed. And to find out that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry was destroyed, was wiped clean. I mean, somebody needs to go to jail here, right?
Well, I mean, look, this, you talk about a classic case of obstruction of justice. And by the way, her BlackBerry was wiped, cleared out after litigation had been filed in a companion case alleging targeting and after the congressional investigations had already started, Lou. So the IRS, the Department of Justice, the FBI, everybody was on notice. But amazingly, her computer crashes, as they said. They then say her documents are not retrievable. Then, of course, you have the admission earlier in the week, this week, where pursuant to a Freedom of Information Act request, there was discussions that, in fact, there is a mass backup unit, which we all know exists, but they said it was too burdensome to get to. And then just, you know, miraculously for Lois Lerner and for the FBI and the Department of Justice, and I might add the president, they, you know, her emails are wiped off of her BlackBerry, too, so nothing there. No one can believe this. It's lying. It's lying under oath to Congress. And I'll tell you something, when you look at the transition that took place between the lawyer that was litigating the case that the cases were involved in, Lou, there was a companion case where a group called Z Street, it was a pro-Israel group that had been targeted. The lawyer that was representing the IRS had actually been involved in the targeting when he worked for Treasury, then went over to the White House counsel's office where he worked for the president, then over to the Department of Justice, and now he's also mysteriously no longer involved. So this is a cover-up and obstruction of justice of really proportions we haven't seen in my lifetime.
What is it going to take to get to the heart of this case? Because now the evidence is conclusive. I mean, to me, at least as a layman. I'm not talking in legal terms, but Koskinen, the head of the IRS, who's supposed to be clean, is as dirty as he can be. He's either...
He went to Congress. I mean, you're right. I mean, he went to Congress just a couple weeks back at the end of July saying, you know, we did everything we could to retrieve it. We weren't able to do it. That was not true. What it's going to take, which is not going to happen initially, and that is a call for a special counsel. Well, there's been congressional hearings on it. I've testified on it. It's the classic case of when you need one. The Department of Justice is incapable of investigating itself. In fact, they're involved in this other scandal as part of this IRS mess where they were part of an IRS attempt to make criminal cases out of what they called, let's piece together false claim cases, false application cases. Of course, no evidence of any false applications there, but they were participating. So the idea that the Department of Justice can somehow review itself is absurd. We're in federal court. I'll tell you this, Lou, also, and this is some good developments here. In a companion case, the Z Street case, very similar fact situation, right. A U.S. District Court judge there has allowed the case to move forward, has ordered discovery, right. And also in other cases, the IRS is being put on notice that no one, including federal court judges, are buying this destruction of evidence accident that the IRS seems to still, and the president seems to still maintain.
As you say, that is good news, and it's progress, and it's positive. Yet it's we've been now with the next development has been pushed off, as I understand, to the month of October. I mean, the American people have it staring at them straight in the face that this government is corrupt, that the Internal Revenue Service has been used as a political tool, a hammer,
absolutely,
against innocent people whose only problem was. That they were on a different side of the political spectrum than the people running the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, this is a corrupt
Their only problem was they exercised their First Amendment rights to free speech. That was the government's problem with what they did. But, you know, Lou, this points to a deeper problem. And that how are they getting away with this? And the fact of the matter is, I'll tell you this, if there's a change in the Senate, and the Senate can start holding hearings as well, and you got the House and the Senate making demands, that could change the entire scope of what happens here. Because I don't think then that Attorney General Holder can just ignore the reality of what would be bearing in on his Department of Justice. Because right now he's not acting like an attorney or a general, frankly.
We've been talking about this, it seems, for years. About a year and a half. But the reality is nothing here has changed. The facts are the same. We're just discovering more of them. The administration continues to cover them up, as you say. At what point does this dam break and the truth flow into the public?
When we get our first discovery orders, and that may be months ahead yet, but when the discovery starts and Lois Lerner is put under oath and she again asserts the Fifth Amendment, the problem is, in a criminal case you can do it and it's not an admission of liability. In a civil case, you assert the Fifth Amendment, it means what we've alleged is true. And then I think you see a domino effect. Frankly, I'd really be looking at giving her some form of immunity to get to the bottom of this, because, Lou, I don't believe for a moment. My first job out of law school was a long time ago, but it was in the Office of Chief Counsel of the IRS, the lawyers that are involved in this. And I am proud of the agency when I was there. It's changed a lot over time, obviously. But I'll tell you something, Lou. The reality is this isn't start and stop with Lois Lerner. I think this connect now between this lawyer that was at the White House, the Department of Justice, and at IRS, I think that speaks volumes. And all of these people need to be put under oath. And if they all start asserting the Fifth Amendment, well, then we know what we've got.
Jay Sekulow, thanks very much, and we will be following you as we have throughout very, very carefully. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Lou.
You realize, folks, we've got a situation here where Lois Lerner's emails weren't actually lost. They were never lost. And so you had the IRS commissioner, who may have very well been told by IRS officials, they're still filing affidavits in federal court saying that they can't access the emails, but also admitting that they destroyed her BlackBerry. They wiped it clean. Now, this was a BlackBerry that could have had access to those emails that were from the missing time period. And they did that in 2012, after they were under congressional investigation, after even some lawsuits were filed, the initial lawsuits from some of the groups who faced this targeting more quick fashion, like Z Street. Maybe you've heard about that one, a pro-Israel group. And they wiped it clean, gave her a new BlackBerry, but no access to the old emails. And no one ever checked it. No one ever thought maybe this would be important. It reeks of not just bad decisions, because that's never what the case is. This reeks of scandal, cover-up, and obstruction of justice. And you know, in Washington, folks, and especially when it comes to these, I call them almost political crimes, when you look at the bad act, and certainly it was bad. I mean, that's why we're in federal court. We're in federal court not because of cover-up, but because our clients their constitutional rights were violated. It was illegal what was done to them. But when you look at the cover-up, the grand scheming, the conspiracy, remember, that's always what gets people in the most trouble in Washington, when it ultimately all the pieces are put together. And it's not a quick, you know, we're used to now things happening quick in the United States and in these kind of investigations. And the truth is, you're dealing with an antiquated agency, and at least they're trying to act that way, as if they can't access their own data. Backup servers that we can't actually use, which, again, begs the question, what's the point of those? So I think we've got to remain vigilant. We've got to keep fighting. Of course, we're going to keep fighting in federal court. Let me thank all of you. You know, the reason why we're able to represent those 41 clients at no cost to them is because of your financial support. And this is a great time. If you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, your donation will be doubled. Double the impact. You can make your donation by calling our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255, or go into aclj.org. So call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and make that donation online. We'll be right back.
As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Folks, I want to shift very quickly to the IRS scandal. There is breaking news, as Jay has been discussing on this broadcast today, about the IRS scandal and, the cross-agency collaboration to target Americans because of their political beliefs. And we've been saying to you for a long time now that all of the evidence pointed that this reached to the White House, to officials in the White House. Folks, the information that is coming out today is just further confirmation of that fact. I'm going to do a couple things for you in this segment of the broadcast. In just a minute, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jay did on Fox News this morning talking about this issue with Eric Schahn and laying out the new pieces of evidence that have come out today. But before I do that, I want to just kind of walk through a couple of things, and I want to first play a soundbite from the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, someone you all are very familiar with, Daryl Issa, who has been investigating this scandal from the very beginning. His committee has come up with this new information that discovers that after all this time of claiming that Lois Lerner's emails are gone, they are in fact not only available, but that they claim they are just too hard to recover. Folks, that is not the legal standard for turning over evidence, whether or not it is easy to recover or not. And even if it were, why did the commissioner continue to tell Congress repeatedly that the information did not exist from the very beginning? Take a listen. This is Chairman Daryl Issa.
Thank you for covering what's emerging to be just an amazing sequences of cover-up, delay, denial, even what now appears to be a false statement from the new IRS commissioner in which he said he moved heaven and earth to get us Lois Lerner's lost emails. And now we find out through Judicial Watch that, in fact, they exist, but they simply haven't been asked for. They're too burdensome. They do exist, and we look forward to finding how the commissioner could say they exist, they don't exist, when in fact they do.
What in the world are you going to do about this?
We're going to call him back, and this time I intend on calling him back for a deposition behind closed doors where we can ask him extensively what he knew and when he knew it. We can go through day by day how much time he spent getting briefed for his hearings, because he either lied under oath or he chose not to know a critical fact. When he said heaven and earth was moved, and in fact, somebody, many somebodies, knew that Lois Lerner's emails apparently do exist, and they simply haven't bothered to go get them from what is what they're calling disaster recovery documents.
So again, folks, that was Chairman Daryl Issa talking about this new information that Lois Lerner's emails are available, and yet the commissioner continued to tell Congress that it was not available simply because they did not want to investigate this method of backup for continuation of government that exists. The commissioner will be called back to testify on this. Now, next, I want to play this interview that Jay did on Fox News to sort of set the next piece of this scandal and the new evidence that has come out into place. And I will close the segment of the broadcast by talking about how it reaches into the White House. You're going to hear Jay set this up in this interview. I want you to listen for his comments about this official that started under Lois Lerner at the Exempt Organization Division at the IRS, moved his way to the White House, and is now investigating this scandal in which he participated. Take a listen. This is Jay from Fox News this morning.
And now to news in Washington. Fox News has been reporting that former IRS official Lois Lerner's BlackBerry was apparently wiped clean. That after congressional investigators began looking into her involvement in the Tea Party targeting scandal. What does this mean? Jay Sekulow is chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, who is suing the IRS. He represents 41 groups in 22 states as part of the targeting scandal. Jay, do you think that the Internal Revenue Service, good morning, do you think that the IRS, the most powerful agency, one of the most powerful agencies in this country, intentionally destroyed evidence to try and hide wrongdoing?
I do think they have, and I think that they're complicit in this. Now, you just had that story about the great white shark. Maybe the shark swallowed Lois Lerner's BlackBerry. But the reality is, everything's removed. You know, you had Cleta Mitchell on, who's got a companion case with ours, just a few moments ago, talking about the fact that the IRS and the Department of Justice have come into court, Eric, and have said under oath that they made attempts to get this information and they were not successful, they couldn't do it. Now we find out through the Judicial Watch disclosures that, in fact, the information is available, it's just burdensome to get it. Well, you know, when you've been alleged that you've committed a crime, you've got to produce the evidence when that evidence is available in whatever format it is. But there's another aspect to the intrigue here, and that is a Department of Justice lawyer who was defending the IRS previously worked for, guess who, Lois Lerner in the tax-exempt office, and he himself was part of the targeting. And when he left the IRS, left the Department of Justice, he went to work in White House counsel's office.
So now he's investigating his former boss?
He's investigating, unbelievable.
He's investigating his former boss?
That's correct. And defending his former boss when he himself was involved in the activities which we allege are illegal, which the attorney general said might be criminal.
All right, allegedly. You mentioned Cleta Mitchell.
And this lawyer was involved in it.
You mentioned Cleta Mitchell. I asked her this question. I'm going to ask you the same question. Lois Lerner's BlackBerry suddenly destroyed, wiped clean. Could this lead to potential obstruction of justice charges or at least contempt of Congress?
Well, it should lead to both. I mean, the whole idea that you're on notice that there's a congressional investigation going on. You have the IRS chief counsel testifying. You had the attorney general say he's pursuing criminal investigations here, and then the information's gone. If you intentionally destroy evidence, that is a crime. If you make a statement in court saying the evidence is not available, and it is, that's also a crime.
Well, Jay, where are the cries?
Here. Where are the cries and the demands
for, you know, special prosecutors, for full investigations, for bringing people into court? Where's all that? We would have heard that years ago.
You know, if it was anybody else, you would have. But the Department of Justice is basically taking the position that they are going to stall this thing through, certainly through the midterms, Eric. And I'll give you one other one here that I think is part and parcel of this entire problem. There has been a call for a special prosecutor, special counsel. We had a hearing on that at the end of July. It was one of the last hearings Congress had. And it's precisely for this reason. The conflict of interest is here is so significant that you've got the Department of Justice basically investigating itself for activity that they engaged in, which may also be criminal.
Well,
so this whole thing is—I call it a faux investigation.
Right.
These are not real investigations.
Well, they would say it is a real investigation, and they are trying to get to the bottom of that. Even those critics say that's not the case. The New York Observer, this morning, right now, saying this quote is beyond outrageous and it screams of guilt. Certainly, this is not the end of it. Jay Sekulow, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Eric.
Folks, again, that was Jay on Fox News from this morning. The official that he was mentioning, Andrew Strelka, worked under Lois Lerner at the exempt organization at the IRS, targeting the American people, directly involved in this scandal from the beginning, then moved to the White House counsel's office, and now is one of the attorneys at the DOJ allegedly investigating this possible criminal activity, and all evidence points to him being in the middle of it. Folks, this is a cross-agency conspiracy. It is time for a special prosecutor. We have been calling for it for some time now. And folks, this is also the largest litigation lift in the ACLJ's history. If you can support the work of the ACLJ, it is more important now than ever. And for a limited time, your gift will be doubled. If you can give, it would sure help us out. You can do so at ACLJ.org or by calling 877-989-2255.
Yeah, I'm the tax man, and you're worth it.
it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.